We're ready to start the JC-203-225 practice test. But before doing so, I've got a Dear Abby here I want to share with you. Dear Abby, I am a crack dealer in Calgary who has recently been diagnosed as a carrier of the HIV virus. My parents live in a suburb of Edmonton, and one of my sisters, who lives in Medicine Hat, is married to a transvestite. My father and mother have recently been arrested for growing and selling marijuana and are currently dependent on my other two sisters, who are prostitutes in Red Deer. I have two brothers. One is currently serving a non-parole life sentence in Bowdoin for a murder of a teenage boy in 2004. The other brother is currently being held in the Calgary Remand Center on charges of neglecting his three children. I have recently become engaged to marry a former prostitute who lives in Drumheller and indeed is still a part-time working girl in a brothel there. Her time there is limited, however, as we hope to open our own brothel in Calgary with her as the working manager. I am hoping my two sisters would be interested in joining our team. Although I would prefer them not to prostitute themselves, it would get them off the street and hopefully off the heroin. My problem is this. I love my fiancé and look forward to bringing her into the family, and of course, I want to be totally honest with her. Should I tell her about my cousin who votes Liberal? Signed, worried about my reputation. Well, that was our little warm-up, and now let's get right into this jury charge 203 at 225 words per minute. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, you will soon be leaving this courtroom and starting discussing this case in the jury room. It is now my chance to tell you about the law that you must follow in making your decision. When we started this case, I told you about several fundamental principles of law that apply in a criminal trial. All of those instructions still apply. Now I am going to give you further instructions. Please consider all of these instructions as a whole. Do not single out some as more important and pay less attention to others. Please understand that I am giving you these instructions to help you make a decision, not to tell you what decision to make. As the judge, it is my responsibility to explain the rules of law that you must follow and apply in order to arrive at your decision. Your responsibility, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, is to make a decision about what the facts are in this case. You must decide this case only from the evidence that you have heard in this courtroom. That evidence is now complete. You consider nothing else. You must ignore anything that you have heard or know about this case from outside the courtroom. You must not speculate or guess about matters that are not in evidence. You are entitled to come to common sense conclusions based on the evidence that you accept. But once again, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, you must not guess or speculate about what evidence there might have been or allow yourself to make up theories about what happened without evidence to support that. You must accept all of the rules of law that I tell you apply in this case. If either lawyer has said anything about the law that differs from what I say, it is my statement of the law that you must consider and apply. Even if you disagree with the law, even if you do not understand the reasons for the law, you are required to follow what I say about it. You must make your decision without sympathy, prejudice, or fear. You must not consider the consequences of your decision to Mr. Allen or anyone else. You must not be influenced by public opinion. You must disregard any radio, television, newspaper, or internet information that you may have heard, read, or seen about this case. Information from outside the courtroom is not evidence. Ladies and gentlemen, it is your responsibility to decide what evidence you accept or believe. It is your responsibility to decide what evidence you do not believe or reject and what evidence may leave you with a doubt. It is your memory and your opinion of the evidence that counts, not mine and not the lawyer's. You are to presume that Mr. Allen is innocent during your deliberations. You can only find him guilty after you consider all of the evidence and only if you are satisfied that the Crown has proved this case beyond a reasonable doubt. Please remember that it is the Crown that has the burden of proving Mr. Allen's guilt beyond a reasonable doubt. Mr. Allen does not have to prove anything. He does not have to prove that he is innocent. Why? Because the law presumes that he is innocent. This must be the starting point of your deliberations. This presumption of innocence can only change if there is evidence that proves Mr. Allen's guilt to your satisfaction beyond a reasonable doubt. Now, this standard of proof does not apply to the individual pieces of evidence that make up the Crown's case. This standard only applies to the total body of evidence that the Crown relies upon to prove guilt. So what does proof beyond a reasonable doubt mean? Well, a reasonable doubt is not an imaginary, frivolous, or far-fetched doubt. It's a fair doubt that comes from reason and common sense, not sympathy or prejudice. A reasonable doubt must come from the evidence that you have heard or lack of evidence on something that is essential to be proved. Even if you believe that Mr. Allen is probably guilty, that is not enough. In those circumstances, you must give the benefit of the doubt to Mr. Allen and find him not guilty of the offense charged. Why? Because proof of probable guilt or likely guilt is not proof beyond a reasonable doubt. On the other hand, ladies and gentlemen, please remember that it is virtually impossible to prove anything to an absolute certainty. The Crown is not required to do that. The Crown does not have to prove its case beyond any possible doubt. Such a standard would be impossible to achieve in most cases. The Crown only has the burden of proving the guilt of the accused beyond a reasonable doubt. So if, based on the evidence, you are not sure that the accused committed the offense charged, you should find him not guilty because this shows you are not satisfied of his guilt beyond a reasonable doubt. If, on the other hand, based on all the evidence, you are sure that Mr. Allen committed the offense charged, you should find him guilty. Now, this rule or principle of reasonable doubt also applies to decisions to be made about the believability of witnesses. If you have a reasonable doubt as to the guilt of Mr. Allen coming from the believability of witnesses, then you should find him not guilty. Besides deciding what evidence you believe, you must also decide how much weight or importance you should give to that evidence. You may believe all, part, or none of what a witness says. In other words, your assessment of a witness's evidence does not have to be on an all or nothing basis. To make your decision, you should consider, of course, all of the evidence presented during the trial. Do not only consider the testimony of witnesses, you should consider the exhibits that have been filed and any admissions that have been made by the defense. When evaluating the evidence, please use the same common sense that you use every day in deciding whether people know what they are talking about and whether they are telling the truth. You see, there is no magic formula for deciding how much or how little to believe of a witness's testimony or how much to rely on it in deciding this case. When reviewing the evidence of the witnesses, you should consider the way each witness gave their evidence, not just what is said, but how it is said. You should also consider whether the witness has any special interest or bias, and his or her ability to remember the evidence. You should consider whether there are any inconsistencies in the evidence of a witness. You see, there may be innocent inconsistencies, particularly when someone is trying to remember the details of something that happened a long time ago, or when people have been under the influence of alcohol. There you have it. About 5.5 minutes or so at 2:25.